water, sandy soil, you got good water. If you were in clay,
mm-hmm.
pretty hard to get good water.
Mm-hmm.
But it mostly depended on running creeks because there was no pollution.
Yeah, that's true.
Now,
but you wouldn't take it out of the Fraser, though, probably.
No. Fraser is always muddy.
Yeah.
No. I don't think anybody drank water out of the Fraser unless it was a dire necessity.
That's right. Maybe those moose that you showed me the picture.
Yeah.
And that old Joe the Trapper, he used to always, his favorite saying was, if once you drink that Fraser water, you will always come back. You will never leave this country.
Really? Okay. I wonder why.
Maybe you'll never leave.
Yeah, exactly.
But most of the creeks are all springs mm-hmm. coming out of the mountainsides.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Although the...
That's clean water, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not going to go and drink from a slough or a swamp.
Oh, no.
Won't taste good.
No. Well, and you could...
But some of the water up there, even now, it's so pristine. It mm-hmm. just bubbles over the rocks and so clean. And I think, what... Mm-hmm.
Like at the north end of Bass Lake, mm-hmm. Way up northeast of Sinclair Mills, mm-hmm. there's a huge spring, I'll bet you, that's about that big, just mm-hmm. boils right out of the rock.
Really?
You know, wow. And feeds Bass Lake with water.
Huh, really? That's, okay.
That is amazing. You've seen that.
Oh, yeah, we've taken water from there,
yeah.
actually.
So the spring feeds the entire lake?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a regular creek running into the lake. Feeding the lake. Of course, there's other streams.
There's other things that feed the lake, too.
Okay.
But this one especially, it's huge.
That's amazing. Yeah. I wonder where it comes from.
Right out of the rock.
From the rock, just out of the rock. Who knows whether it's...
But where's the water come from? I always wondered stuff.
Well, look at, like, Yellowstone Park.
Mm-hmm.
Those
geysers,
We see on TV how those different geysers are just steam coming in, and some of the springs are just mud
mm-hmm.
keeps coming up.
Yeah.
You have to ask the geologist, actually, where does the water originate?
Where the water? It's a spring way, way down, and I guess the pressure of the earth.
Yeah.
Where does the water come from, though?
Something. I don't know.
It must be compressed.
Yeah, I guess.
To a point.
Okay, let's not talk about this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to sound stupid on the tape. Yeah, I know. I've always wondered about that, but I'll have to find out eventually. That's why I'm in history, not in geology.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm. Okay. That's for another person to worry about.
That's
right.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Okay. So you lived? Did you? You moved to Longworth eventually, right?
To Sinclair Mills.
He didn't move to Longworth. His family always lived at Lindup until they retired and moved to Kelowna. The old folks.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you moved there because it was the mill job, right?
Well, no. At that time, no, because he was working at Dewey. He was on the section at Dewey at the time. So we moved to Sinclair Mills. When we got married, that was.
Yeah, I see.
And earlier than that, he lived in and out of home. You know, when he was 16, mm-hmm. he went out to work at the mills.
Mm-hmm.
As logging camps, I worked
at logging camps. Mm-hmm. You see those pictures where I'm dressed with an apron. I worked in the camps,
mm-hmm.
cook's helper, and then when there was a job come open on the CNR, mm-hmm. I started there, and then when there was no job on the CNR, I went to work in the logging camps and back and forth.
How would you get a job back then? Did you have a resume, or how did you?
Oh well, they get to know you,
mm-hmm.
and if you're a good worker. You don't need a resume. They know you, you're
reliable.
We
didn't know what a resume was.
Really?
I've never heard of it.
Huh.
No.
My sister, who's 9, has a resume.
Yeah. Like any job I've ever asked for, I always even just got it. And I've never even been turned down, which sometimes you think...
You got a job mostly by your reputation. If you were mm-hmm. a good worker, reliable, you got a job.
Hmm.
And if you're lazy, you just poke around, well... They had second thoughts about hiring you.
That's right. Maybe they were desperate or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't as many people, that's for sure.
What were the negative aspects of living in... You can do Lindup first and then St. Clair Mills. I'm trying to force you to think of some bad stuff.
Well,
deep snow.
Oh, we had terrific snows way back then. And cold weather.
Very cold weather.
Remember when we lived at Sinclair Mills? I used to, when I went from leaving to Hutton, it was 45, 50 below zero.
I know, but we're still in Lindup, Steve. You're still in Lindup.
Oh, Lindup.
Well, oh, yes, they were
it, Lindup. It was that's cold. Right, yeah. It was cold there too, 40, 45. Mm-hmm. I know. I don't think there were very many days that we missed school, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
We just dressed for it.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest drawback in those days was not to have school available to the children.
Oh, okay.
That was the greatest drawback. Other than that,
yeah,
it wasn't impossible to get your groceries. It, you know, the train went.
Yeah.
We got used to traveling on the train, getting mm-hmm. to where we needed.
And you could always send an order into the, any of these grocery stores by mail,
mm-hmm.
and they would fill your order, ship it out by train.
Oh, how did you pay it?
Well, you just send a money order from your post office there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
On the next
with
order.
Often mm-hmm. with the order. You sent the money order oftentimes. Or later on.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess people trusted you a little bit.
Yeah, they give you 30 days credit,
many.
So
mm-hmm.
there was no problem.
Yeah, if people aren't moving around too, it's not hard to
that's
find
right.
you if you
that's
don't pay.
Right, too. Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, there was none of this. You skip country and you leave a bit
behind.
And the
Eaton's catalog was a standby for all clothing and footwear.
I shopped by mail from Eaton's.
You had one paper, the Free Press Weekly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it the Free Press Prairie Farmer?
Yeah.
Oh, where was that out of?
Winnipeg.
Oh, okay. You've heard of that, haven't you?
No.
Okay.
Free Press
Prairie Farmer.
Okay.
From Winnipeg, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You weren't really farmers.
No, but there was a lot of ideas about this and that and everything else. People would ask questions, some would
there
answer.
There wasn't a lot of papers available in those days, you know, not as many as now. You have.
I guess so. No. How much would it cost to get a subscription to the Globe and Mail or something like that?
At that time, I
don't think
no
we ever
idea.
Heard of it.
Really?
No. We probably time. Never heard of it.
We wouldn't get Ontario papers. Vancouver paper. Was
the
available.
Globe and Mail is the Vancouver one, right?
No,
it's Toronto.
That's Toronto, okay. That's how much I know.
Mm-hmm.
Papers.
Or the Toronto area.
Oh,
yeah.
Back east.
Well, yeah. Winnipeg is the only.
If
paper.
We came to town and picked up a paper on the newsstand.
No, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a new. What?
Gundy's News.
Gundy's News, you could stop and pick up the paper.
Hmm. What did the guys who work in the logging camps do for fun? What was their entertainment? When they got their paycheck, how would they spend it?
Poker.
Poker?
That was the biggest entertainment.
Okay.
I can tell you something about poker.
Okay, sure, yeah.
When payday come,
mm-hmm.
there was poker going all night.
Okay.
And into next day. And some boys walked out of there with nothing, broke.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold anything they could get. That's how I got my pair of skis. Young fellow.
Good.
he lost his paycheck, uh-huh. and he was broke, and he wanted to sell me his skis and
mm-hmm.
ski poles. He just got a brand new pair of skis.
Mm-hmm.
So I got these skis. I think it was, $6?
Mm-hmm.
They were made out of maple.
Mm-hmm.
Dale's got the skis. He mm-hmm. wanted them for a souvenir. Mm-hmm. I said, sure, take them.
It had a thing to slip your foot into in the front,
mm-hmm.
but to hold your heel in it had kind of a spring affair.
Oh, this harness was altogether different than now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But it's nothing like you see.
You don't wear, I never seen any ski boots in them days.
Mm-hmm.
It just went around your heel of your rubber boot.
Oh, you must have got awful ankle injuries if you fell. That'd
oh,
be
yeah,
terrible.
I suppose.
Yeah. Because the reason they have boots is so that you can't twist your ankle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you didn't go into skiing. You just more or less went into it for fun in an easy way. You didn't go at it full tilt.
So you didn't
like
go ski jumping and do
no.
slalom?
Oh, no.
No,
no ski jumping skis were, I know the Swedes used to make special skis for ski jumping.
Mm-hmm.
And they were heavy ski and wide.
Mm.
Wide
yeah,
skis.
Very
had,
wide.
I think they had two or three grooves in the bottom, so
mm-hmm.
they would go straight.
And to get from one town to another, one village to another, sometimes somebody would just take their skis to go to a dance, because there'd be a dance hall at all those different places along the line.
Ski right down the railroad track.
And of course they would...
From Longworth,
it's faster
right
than walking. And they had no other means of getting... There was no highway or road between these communities at all. It was only the railroad track.
So you could go to dances in like Longworth.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a dance hall in St. Clair Mills.
Yeah.
The boys from St. Clair Mills used to come to Longworth dances, and boys from Longworth dances used to go to St. Clair Mills back and forth.
Was there much adversity between them? Was there a sense of, like, we're the Longworth boys and we're going to beat you up?
No, it seems like... No, there was...
No, it was like, we're happy to see you.
Yeah,
there's
really
miles of bush between
us.
Okay, they wouldn't get into fights over women.
No, that's what it kind of puzzles me. Like, now, you have these gangs... You know, rivalry gangs.
Yeah.
There wasn't... No, everybody got along.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I remember what I was going to ask, too. You mentioned the poker stuff. Would they leave town when they got their paycheck, loggers and stuff? Would they come
into Prince George and stay, drink till most of the checks were gone. Some stay right in camp and... Once you start losing, then you keep on playing, hoping to get it back.
That's right.
And you go down lower and lower and lower till you lose everything. And then when you lose everything...
But I think what Reese was asking is that the winner, the one that took all, what did he do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was smiling.
If people got poor, then people got rich.
He would be gone.
Yeah.
Did he leave or did he stick around?
Well, once he saw he was way ahead, he'd just pull out of the game and gone with the winnings.
Yeah.
And well, the others didn't like that because he was gone with their money, and they wouldn't have a chance to get it back.
Did he leave town, or did he just go to his bunkhouse and sleep it off?
Oh, he would eventually go into town, go into Prince George.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
But he always came back to cut some more logs.
Oh yeah. They come back and make up. And
that's what we're asking.
After payday, it was the same thing.
Yeah, another loot.
Yeah.
Some of them got rich on it, no doubt.
That's right. And I bet if you cheated at poker, you'd be so horrible.
But if you were caught,
they'd
just run you out of camp.
Yeah.
You couldn't get a job there.
Oh, I'm sure you wouldn't. Yeah. And if you came back, they'd beat you up or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, sure.
And don't forget, in those days, men worked very hard. I mean, they would cut logs by cross-cut in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
So they must have had it.
Oh, yeah.
Muscles and stuff.
Yeah.
And sweat a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Were there any single parent families in
Never heard of single parent families.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Until when?
Until the free for all started.
Like about what decade do you think?
Probably till after the hippie era.
So the early 60s or the 70s?
Yeah, the early 60s, you know, freedom generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would agree.
Everybody was surprised by the hippies, you know.
Mm.
They were just, there was no rule or reason. Everybody was...
They had their own lifestyle.
Well, they lived in sort of together in
communes.
Nobody would mix with it because they didn't believe in it. How can you live off the land?
Mm-hmm.
That's what their idea was.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't recognize authority. They just...
There were, if you're talking single parent, there was a lady that had some children, but then her husband died, so she raised her children alone. But that's not even
not
considered...
quite what I mean.
I
mean, like kids born out of wedlock, sort of thing.
And if there was one in St. Clair Mills, the whole community frowned on that. And they survived.
In later years. Oh, yeah, that's just...
Oh, yeah, not as early as when you were kids.
Oh,
definitely not.
Heavens, no.
Definitely not when you
it
were kids.
It was sort of disgraceful. You brought shame to the family. And it wasn't accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Like now.
No, it's okay.
Well, now it's not unusual.
No, it's not unusual. Well, we heard on TV this morning a 10-year-old girl was got pregnant on the Sally show.
Oh, Sally Raphael. I don't believe anything on that show.
I think a lot of it is.
I hope you don't watch Jerry Springer, too.
Oh, that's another one.
I don't watch Jerry Springer. He's just,
I married my cat.
Just way.
Eh? I married my cat. What should I do?
Yeah. No, because it makes you wonder how much truth there is in it, or is it lot put on?
No, I think it's so they can charge lots to their advertisers.
To make it interesting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you mean those people that are on there are genuine, like they're real people, and they have the nerve to go on national television?
I don't know.
Television?
I really get skeptical.
But they're,
I think you have to get paid to go on national television to humiliate yourself.
To be humiliated,
but,
yeah.
You know, can you imagine you're right across the continent on the TV network?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and it's not that far-fetched. There mm-hmm. is a lot of truth in what goes on,
mm-hmm.
because we don't see it. They say truth is stranger than fiction.
Yes, yes.
I a lot of it goes on similarity now, but in the early days it was unheard of.